Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, March 14th. I'm Kate Bullivant for The Wall Street Journal. In a Journal exclusive, we've learned that EV startup Fisker is preparing for a possible bankruptcy filing. The company went public last year, but is saddled with more than $1 billion in debt and has struggled with sales growth as EV demand slumped. According to people familiar with the matter, the company has hired restructuring advisors, financial advisors, and law firms to assist with the possible filing. Fisker declined to comment. In more EV news, Hyundai and its sibling company Kia are recalling around 170,000 of their electric vehicles in South Korea over faulty software that could cause the loss of power while driving. The recall affects some of Hyundai's IONIQ and Genesis models. Hyundai Motor Group said it doesn't yet have an official estimate on the recall's global impact, though some local media outlets have reported that around 600,000 EVs could be affected. And we're exclusively reporting that the US Treasury Department is investigating $165 million in cryptocurrency-linked transactions that may have helped finance Hamas before the militant group's October 7th attack on Israel. The findings upend the traditional view that crypto is used by terrorist groups only as a meager form of crowdfunding, and comes as Hamas's access to traditional sources of funding are hit by Western sanctions. The probe has led the Treasury to call on Congress to expand cryptocurrency regulation, while advocates have attempted to minimize the role of digital currencies in terror financing and other illicit activities. Stock markets in Asia ended the day mixed, while European shares are up in early trading. US futures are also pointing to a higher open, ahead of earnings from Adobe and Build-A-Bear Workshop, among other companies. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.